Steve Palmer here, lawyer talk, Q&A, DUI style, off the record. Now we're on the air. So this question comes from Timothy. Steve, I love your show. Used to listen to you on the Blitz. That's a local radio station I used to be on week in and week out. I know you used to talk a lot about drunk driving and DUIs. My son is 21, and he and his friends never drink and drive. They say Uber is just way too easy. I'm wondering if you have seen a decline in DUIs as a result of Uber or Lyft. Great question. I'd love this question. And look, there has definitely been a seismic shift in drinking and driving over the last, say, 30 or 40 years. Even when I was in high school, we didn't have Uber and Lyft, and there was no high school, I should say. I wasn't allowed to drink in high school, so I didn't. But those who did probably did a lot of drinking and driving, and those in college did a lot of drinking and driving, and those adults going to bars did a lot of drinking and driving. And back in those days, you had to hire a cab or call a cab. The question here is, does Uber change any of that? Yes, no, maybe. Here's what I found about Uber and Lyft. This sort of strikes right to the heart of what alcohol is. Alcohol is a drug. And alcohol is a drug that impacts the part of your brain, right up here, I think the prefrontal cortex for those medical scholars out there. It attacks the part of your brain and impairs the part of your brain that its very purpose is to make rational decisions. Here's what I'm getting at. If you set out not to drink and drive, and you say, look, I'm just not going to drink tonight, so I'm going to drive my buddies to the bar. Next thing you know, your buddies are throwing a shot in front of you. Next thing you know, you had two. Next thing you know, you're driving home, and maybe you didn't have your normal six beers, but you had two shots and two beers, and you're right on that bubble. You get pulled over because it's 2 in the morning, it's the witching hour, and police pull people over for things like no turn signal or whatever at 2 in the morning. And next thing you know, you find yourself on the side of the road doing field sobriety tests, wondering, should I call Steve Palmer? Yes, you should. But how did that happen? Well, when you set out rationally to make the decision not to drink and drive, it made perfect sense. After a couple of drinks, it made perfect sense to go ahead and drive. So how does that happen? Well, because that alcohol is a drug that impairs your ability to make that decision. In a lot of ways, Uber and Lyft has changed. Maybe it's increased some of my business, but it really hasn't changed much. The volume of my DUI defense practice hasn't changed much. I'd be curious to see if anybody's really tracked the stats on this. But I would agree this. Most kids, by kids I mean 21-year-olds in college or otherwise, are really good about not drinking and driving. I think the education, if anything, has more impact on that than Uber and Lyft. I'll tell you one story. I had one guy came to me, and I represented him years ago, and he had this notebook of all the time since I'd represented him that he had not driven driven after drinking. In fact, he had kept a log. So went out this day, took an Uber, took a cab, so-and-so drive, didn't drink and drive. And that was sort of his way of staying straight, I guess. But then he was at my, he was sort of proud of it, but he was in my office at my conference table, and he was charged with an OVI again. And he was proud of this. I said, yeah, but you're here. And it was this story I just told. He went to a wedding, didn't intend to drink, had a couple of drinks, and next thing you know, he's pulled over on the side of the road. It's one of these things where it's really hard to be fail-safe against drinking and driving 100%. The best way not to get caught drinking and driving is not to drink. I'm not saying that everybody should stop drinking, but look, be cautious. I get a lot of guys who call me. They made it home with Uber, and then they wanted their fifth meal at Taco Bell, so they drove out and got caught drinking and driving to Taco Bell at 3 in the morning. Or maybe they smoke or chew tobacco, and they go to the gas station at 3 in the morning, and they get pulled over. Or maybe it's the proverbial booty call happens, so they're driving over to see their loved one or maybe would-be loved one and get caught on the way there back. So, look, there's all sorts of ways why Uber and Lyft are not foolproof. It's certainly good stuff, though, believe me. I'm not saying don't take Uber. I'm just saying be careful. Understand what that drug is, what it does, and why it does it. And often that's enough to help you rationalize through the irrational. Anyway, I hope that helps. Great question. Thanks for listening. Steve Palmer, Lawyer Talk, off the record, on the air, Q&A style. Till next week. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.